4. Weaponized poetry. Martha. In their anonymous hotel room near San Francisco, Martha watched Sela's Happy Meal algorithm get to work. If you looked at the data for long enough, if you'd gotten used to the powerful back-end tools, pulling together information from dozens of different streams, you started to look straight through the numbers and see right into the users. There, in a tract house in Des Moines, Iowa, a 46-year-old woman finishes a show she'd started the night before, a nature thing, The Wonders of Africa. She likes that stuff. Her kids used to watch it with her, but they're 15 and 17 now, and everything she loves is stupid and boring. She's only half watching the show as she cleans up breakfast. They all ate without a word of thanks, without even showing they knew there was a person there to thank. More conversation with their anvil chatterboxes than with her. She loads the dishes into the machine, empties the coffee pot into the sink. Meanwhile, a guy with a British accent is saying that these are the last 18 wild elephants left in Africa, that they are guarded around the clock. She looks up. The old, wise elephant eyes look into hers. The unbearable hurt of suffering and no one noticing. The music swells. She's crying, standing in her kitchen, holding a wet dishcloth that is dripping onto her moccasins. The show is over. The invitation to leave a comment flashes up on the screen. She types one quickly. Beautiful animals. We gotta do more to protect them. When she's clicked away and won't see the comment change, Sela's algorithm carefully flicks through all her previous comments to find the single word that will likely add the most weight to her thoughts. It is as meticulous as a poet. Happy Meal reviews the criteria Sela has included. Sela has used the Anvil advertising code. The information Anvil uses to serve its users effective advertisements, tested a million times, iterated again and again. Short lists of adjectives work better than single adjectives. More unusual adjectives are more gripping, but they must be easy to understand. Humans respond to animals that are like people. Without Sela having directly told it to, Happy Meal works through words pet owners use about their dogs and cats. What do you say if you love your dog and you want others to love it too? Just one word. At last, it finds the word. It is a bee tumbling through a series of logic gates, noting each time what is marked as success using the reaction emojis and what isn't. It does not empathize with the woman in Des Moines, or with the elephants, or with the people who will read the comment. It is a procedure. Medlar and Anvil and Fantail have been curating and promoting comments based on this procedure for 2 decades now. The only difference is that this algorithm isn't trying to sell anything, and has been told not to make people angry. It is trying a word. If this doesn't get the result it wants, it will try something else. It can do this several million times a second. The algorithm is weaponized poetry. On the screen, the comment becomes, "Beautiful, intelligent animals. We gotta do more to protect them." "That's it?" said Martha. "That's it times 14 million, baby," said Sela. Zimri Nomic had, after all, used these methods to direct human minds toward the products and services they were most likely to click on. These methods had made him the richest man on earth. In Oklum, Sweden, a young man watches an American show about monster trucks. This is about the only part of his day he enjoys, the time before his parents come home. He hates living here. He wants to move to Gothenburg, but he doesn't have the money, and his family can't give it to him. He hates how the only social life is the fucking pizza place, and none of the other kids in his band take it seriously. He hates how the rest of the kids at school are so happy and love the tiny town and talk all the time about winter sports. He hates the winter when the sun never rises. He hates the summer when it never sets. Through the window of the screen, he reaches himself into the other world, pulls his head and shoulders through into the American world, where everything is big and angry and hot and loud. He feels the heat from the engines blasting his hair back from his face. If he had a monster truck, he'd paint it with the scene of hell and put all the kids from school in the picture. The show is over. The invitation to leave a comment flashes up on the screen. He stabs at the keys. "Yeah, awesome! Monster trucks forever!" Happy Meal runs through each word. Forever is a motive, a suggestion of common cause. The algorithm does not know this, of course, not in the way humans know things. Not by placing itself imaginatively in the mind of a reader. It is a bead selected from a box over a million attempts. It has been taught to analyze the comments to see which are pro-monster truck and to adjust them minutely to receive fewer hearts, fewer likes, fewer milliseconds of engagement. Happy Meal runs a million different realities in 1/10 of a second. It picks the one it's been told to favor. When the young man in Okloum moves on to another show, on screen his comment becomes, "Yeah, awesome, monster trucks." Sela said, "See this one? We're predicting it's gone from 9 likes to 2 likes. Sounds a bit wet now, like he couldn't even be bothered." Martha looked at it. Some kid from fuckbum Sweden just lost 7 little bits of reassurance. Badger rolled their eyes. "Zimri Nomik does this anyway. My mom does this anyway." Fantail did it as a matter of course. Every user defaulted to seeing comments that the Fantail algorithms had been instructed to show them first. It was, Lank had once told Martha, a full 90 minutes of work for any user to set up their own rules about what kind of information they wanted to see and turn off all the defaults and advertising filters and data extraction options for Fantail. That's the ones you could turn off if you knew what you were doing. Estimates were that an average user would need 6 hours to adequately research how to do this. A workday, just to stop Fantail from carefully showing you whatever it had figured out would make you spend the most time on the site. About 1.5% of users actually did it. But it had felt different when Lenk was doing it. Like the users, Martha could only control what Lenk did some of the time. This was them doing it, and watching it gave her a strange feeling. "Bloody hell, Anvil does this all the fucking time," said Sela. "Stuff like this. But also fake comments. Also not letting you see comments. Sketlish does too. I mean, you can pay for that, you know. That's why we all feel like shit all day long. Want a lollipop?" They watched Happy Meal work all weekend. As countries woke and slept, as insomniacs posted sleep-deprived nonsense, as drivers posted from their moving vehicles, as people in Tokyo and Istanbul, N'Djamena and Cairo watched the same 4 shows. The comments on the nature shows became more finely honed advertising for the concept of animals and the natural world, its importance, its health benefits, its kinship with humanity. The comments on the monster truck shows became just a little duller, less sticky. The comments on the family drama were just a little kinder. Sela had said, "Fuck it, why not try to make people be kind?" The algorithms can't do everything. But if they can make us more polarized, more angry, and more hateful, surely they can do the opposite. There is no neutral anymore. There is no leaving things as they would have been before the invention of the internet. Our minds have already learned how to interact with the algorithms, and we are part of it. In Des Moines, Iowa, a 46-year-old woman receives a notification that she has had 12 likes on her comment about elephants, which she does not for a moment feel uncertain that she wrote herself. This is more than her normal number. She feels mildly warmed. She clicks on another nature show as she gets the new day started. In Okloum, Sweden, a young man has no reason to look again at his comment on monster trucks. He watches more videos anyway. The next time he's invited to comment, he feels a minute fraction less bothered to do it. People learn quickly. Social approval is a powerful tool. We tend to put a great deal more emphasis on things that happen recently than things that happened long ago. "Fuck me," said Sela on Sunday evening, as she reviewed the data via the Medlar internal analysis GUI before erasing their tracks. "It's already made a shift. 0.03% more positive comments on nature videos. Not just our shows, all shows. Fuck, that's huge." Martha reflected that Enoch had worked his whole life and hadn't seen a 0.03% shift in anything he'd ever preached. "We can do it," said Badger, and their eyes were wide and shining. "We can actually do it."